Fisting today with Bob Rodenberger. He's with the Stockman, Oklahoma Livestock Marketing Auctions with locations in Oklahoma City and Apache. So, Bob, we appreciate you joining us today. Just tell us a little bit about your business and your sales.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. Glad to be here this morning. We operate in Oklahoma City on the stockyards under Stockman, Oklahoma. They're on Mondays and Tuesdays at the old stockyards. And then we've got our auction market there at Apache, which is on Thursdays, and we sell everything on that day. And then we also have our own video auction we have every Wednesday at 10 o'clock here at Apache.
So you make it pretty easy if folks want to sell cattle.
And if they want to buy them, sell them, we handle them in the country at the auction on the video. However you want to handle them, we'll handle them for you.
Good deal. Well, everybody, of course, going through drought right now. So what are you kind of hearing from producers?
What we're seeing right now, and pretty much all of our customers, and we've got a lot of Texas customers, Arkansas customers, and Oklahoma, but right there immediately around Apache, they're all seeing the same thing. Some of your producers have got grass and water, but no hay. Our smaller operators depend on hay all the time, and they'll be probably overstocked when we've got good rainfall, but they always get through with buying extra hay, and there is no hay available for them. Now, right there immediately, most of them have got water and are out of grass and no hay. So we're seeing a lot of cows come to town that we normally wouldn't see. Right now, we haven't got into the young cows. We've had one or two situations where I've seen a set of 4 and 5 year olds come in, but most of them are 7, 8 year old, 9, 10 year old cows that should have been culled 2 or 3 years ago. And people are going in and culling them because they're open or because they're old and trying to hold on to percentage of their cows. I've had very few just complete dispersals because of the drought. Most of them are holding on to half their cow crop. Now in Texas, those producers are a little bit different. They're out of water, out of grass, and no hay. So I'm seeing some of those completely disperse out. Like I said, the rancher that's in it, that's all he does. I just got off the phone with one of them a while ago. He's holding out for this chance of rain we got. He's down at Coleman, Texas, which is about 350 miles south of us there at Apache, and they're calling for the same chance of rain down there. And he's looking at shipping all his calves, and he normally don't sell any calves till January, at shipping 400 calves Labor Day, but holding on to 150 cows that he normally wouldn't sell for another 2 years. They're his 7, 8 year old cows. But that it's general everywhere. The only thing that's good about this, if you remember 2011 and 12, which in Oklahoma, we were in the situation that Texas is in. The cows were coming in with mud all over them, mud on their backs from their tails dragging in ponds that didn't have any water. Cows were coming to town awful thin, and we had to sell them out. I mean, we lost 30% of our cow herd right there within immediate, probably 150 mile range of us. And the market did not turn around, as everybody knows, till end of 2013, 2014. We're seeing this market get higher in the middle of the drought. I mean, even though we're having to sell cows, having to sell calves, the market is in their favor, and they're blessed with that opportunity. The cow market 3 weeks ago took a tremendous beating, but we put all that back on in 3 weeks. So, I mean, timing was just bad luck on all of us 3 weeks ago, but we've got buyers coming from Minnesota buying cows to go back up there for grass. We've got people buying cows that they'll put back on feed in Canada to kill in Canada. I mean, we've got tremendous support from outside buyers right now that we normally don't have. Normally when we're this overwhelmed with cows, you're back to your major packers and they're overwhelmed in the cow market. I mean, where we're selling cows that are bringing 50 cents, those cows during the drought back in 11 and 12 were bringing 20 cents.
Right.
So I know 50 cents cheap, but it could be a whole lot worse.
Yeah. And the one thing that I've really kind of heard is another big difference is, you know, finally we've seen some relief in gas prices, because before, like in 2011, 2012, it wasn't that big of a deal to try to drive around and find some hay, like you were talking about. But this isn't just like an Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas problem of drought right now. There's a lot of folks that are experiencing drought all over. So hay is really hard to find.
Well, this thing started a year ago on the Canadian border and just come down because, you know, Wyoming, South Dakota, North Dakota, Nebraska, they went through this a year and a half ago ahead of us, and it's just drifted south. They've already culled their cows. Now they've been getting some moisture, and there's hay in, or some hay in Kansas, but they're not letting go of a lot of it. And, but in our immediate area, I mean, if you got on the phone, I don't know where you could find hay right now in the state of Oklahoma.
Well, we do have, it looks like, according to our state climatologist, we have some opportunities for rain coming up in the next few weeks. Do you look for that to be helpful? Obviously, it's going to be helpful to crops, but even for rangeland and pasture conditions.
It'll be helpful. I mean, these people that doesn't have any hay and, you know, they're completely grazed down. I mean, it's going to help their attitude tremendously. Those people, I mean, it's going to be great. The biggest relief we've had here is just the break in temperature.
Absolutely.
That's helped drastically, but yeah, it's going to be good for us. I mean, especially in my trade territory, there's a lot of people that run their cows on wheat, turn their calves out on wheat. I mean, if we get moisture right, timing right, some of these people still got their calves, can kick their calves back out on wheat, or got a lot of producers that graze. You know, if it wasn't for wheat, they couldn't run the number of cows they run. So, yes, it'll be the greatest thing happening if we can get this rain.
Absolutely. Well, what are some ways that you're kind of encouraging producers to stay positive right now? You mentioned good prices, so that's obviously one of them.
Well, right now, if you're having to sell, yes, we're selling calves from 2 to 3 months early, but these calves are bringing a premium per head what they brought last October, a huge premium. So that's in their advantage. I know they're getting rid of them early, but it could be way less with the numbers, you know, with the way everybody, these new crop calves are coming to town. The advantage is the cattle business is, we're eternal optimists, or we wouldn't be in the business.
Absolutely.
And I mean, from the cowman to the stock operator to the guy that's feeding cattle. And right now they're all under the assumption, which it is true, that we're going to have less numbers down the road. But we've got people buying from a 250 weight animal plumb up to a feeder animal that's buying these calves, and these calves are not going to any pasture. They're going to grow yards. The people want ownership that's buying them, that go to the feed yards. The stocker, the feeder that feeds cattle are buying these stocker cattle, weaning them, getting possession of them. Because if it stays like it is and we get rain, you know, typically you're going to see a huge demand for these calves, and these calves will get higher. Bar some pandemic or government implementation, that's what always breaks our market, that's outside of our normal supply and demand issues anyway.
What's selling the best for you right now? Like, what's bringing the most money?
Well, of course, right now it's in the last 5 years, I've seen more change in this business than I've seen in the last 40 years I've been in it. If you're running a premium animal, and I have fought the black situation for a long time, thinking that, you know, you don't have to have black to get a good market. But right now, these Angus based steers that are handled right, weaned right, and they don't even have to be weaned right now. The premium on these Angus based steers is tremendous to the other calves. Example yesterday, and now these were not home raised cattle, but it's an example. And this will be an extreme example, but it was an example. Set of cattle come in that we had there at Apache yesterday, weighed like 670. They were all black, come local, come off grass. And those calves brought 193. In comes behind them. Now they're put together. I set of three colored calves that what we would describe as Okies. I hate that terminology, but that pretty much covers everything with a few of the upgrading kind of crossbred calves that be carrying a quarter ear. They were multicolored, and they bring $15 back of the good Angus calves.
Wow.
Now that's an extreme example. Don't get that as it's iron fast, but that's an example of what we're seeing. You take the guy that's got the good four weight calves, black calves that come in, they can bring 2 to 220 and you come in with a set of three colored calves that's home raised, and they're good quality calves, but they're three colored. They've got an eighth ear on them, mixed cows, and they might be running Charley bulls or a Brangus bull or whatever, and they can bring $20 back of the other ones easily.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're in a premium based market. I mean, when you've got the CAB putting $100 to $150 premium on a carcass, and you've got cows that, and there are proven cows in genetics right now where, you know, I think the industry is like 5% on prime total. And you've got cow herds that are coming in that the specific cows with genetics and the bulls genetics that are having 40 to 50% prime, there's a huge premium in those. And these feed yards are keeping records. They keep records and they know what those individuals are doing and how they're feeding going through the feed yard. So they're willing to give a premium whenever it comes back to the packer, you know, buying those cattle.
So that's at least some good positive news and some light at the end of the tunnel for sure.
Yes. I'm positive the cattle market. I mean, to tell you that it's going to be higher every week. No, but I don't see any negative because the supply is going to be less. I mean, like I said, bar some pandemic or government implementation that would get us involved that we as producers have nothing to do with. I see this thing staying good until we see the heifers numbers drop off that's going to feed. And when that happens, that just adds momentum to the deal because it'd be less cattle available to buy. Till we've replaced these cows, I think you're going to see this cow market, this feeder and calf market stay good.
All right, Bob, thank you so much for visiting with us today. Good information.
You betcha. Appreciate you calling us.